Thanks for opening up your podcast app, wherever it is, and not listening to murder for once.
Okay, maybe a little murder.
Podcast.
Like many days, we spend the next show apologizing for what we did on the last show. But yesterday we had a fun little game where we asked people to mention a movie title that described their last fart.
I was so uncomfortable.
It was classy.
Yeah. It was funny, but it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
That's not me.
Yeah.
My wife came home from work yesterday, and we sat down for dinner, and she said, that thing you did about the movie titles and the farts, that was so immature.
Yes.
But she laughed so hard, she said. She said, I felt so bad for laughing. And then she just sat there and just started naming movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things, like, once you hear the premise,
yeah,
you want to come up with your own.
Right.
Exactly.
So some of the movies she mentioned were The Fog.
Ooh.
Scream.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Unstoppable. Oh. And I don't even know this movie, but I like this title. Whisper of the Heart.
Oh, that's cute.
That makes it like
endearing.
Heart. Yeah, so nice, yeah. It's like a little like just it's a small one.
It's a love letter. I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
We had a few late texts after the show yesterday. Some of the titles that describe farts: Blazing Saddles, Days of Thunder.
Oh. I like that one.
And Some Like It Hot.
Oh, gosh.
That's all right. You got to know when to stop.
Just stop. Three things you want to know this morning.
So the president has decided that the tariffs on cars is going to go into effect on April 2nd.
Okay.
And I did a little figuring out. They said it's based on how much of the car was made with U.S. parts.
Right.
And how assembled
many parts
here.
Foreign parts.
Right.
Yeah.
So I did a little math. It's like 25% on foreign vehicles, cars, 50% on foreign trucks.
Huh.
So I did some math. The Nissan Rogue that I own, that is quite a few years old. Mm-hmm. But if I bought a new one, it's 75%, even though they make it in Smyrna. It's a $30,000 car, roughly, because it's like not the really high-end one.
Right.
75% of it made in Mexico, which means the tax would be almost 19% on that, which would be another $5,600.
Wow. That's quite a difference.
Gina, you have like a Bronco, right? Ford Bronco?
I wish. No, I have a Ford Escape, but it's a Ford.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I figured out for a Bronco, about 75% of it's made in America, except for the engine, transmission, and electronics. So that's like a $55,000 car, the Bronco. It's a 6% tax. It's another $3,300. Listen to this. A Chevy Silverado is made in Canada, and the cheapest ones locally are about $42,000. That means an extra $21,000 on top of that. For the Chevy. So, and two, if you need parts, if your car, you know, if like everything electronic in your car is imported.
Yeah.
If the screen goes out or there's some other, like there, we literally have hundreds and hundreds of chips in our cars and stuff. So it could be pretty darn expensive. I know it's supposed to encourage people to, build plants and make the stuff here, but that could be a very long time.
That ain't going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
Perhaps it'll happen sometime during our lifetime, but who knows?
People may be rushing to get their car before next week.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez. Wow. Getting a new one.
Wow. In England, there is a company called Delta H Innovations, and they have developed a self-chilling beer can. It actually will work with any kind of beverage. Could be soda, could be beer. I guess there's a little button on the bottom, and you push the button on the can, and it chills by itself, and you get cold in about 10 minutes. So
sounds like a chip.
Yeah.
Could be a tariff.
Well, it's
oh, my God,
UK.
You're right.
It's in the UK.
It's in the UK, yeah. They don't tax themselves.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
They say it's recyclable and everything, so, you know, we'll see. Huh. Yeah. Might save you from having to buy a whole bag of ice for 99 cents.
Yeah. Sounds
or
like
pack a
real
cooler somewhere.
A really high-tech solution to a low-tech problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Gina?
So there's a new bar opening in downtown Nashville. by Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to go in the building where the George Jones Museum used to be.
Okay.
And that currently has like the PBR Cowboy Bar, DraftKings Sports and Social, and the new playground for like adults. That actually looks really cool. I want to go to it. But this new bar, it's supposed to be a bespoke cocktail lounge. They want a smooth and sophisticated top-tier cocktail lounge with the energy and cultural influence of the legendary duo.
Fancy.
Yeah, so I think they kind of want like a higher elevated clientele maybe rather than just like the drunk 20-year-olds on spring break and
15 bachelorette girls with cowboy boots and matching t-shirts.
I don't think woo girls will be allowed. No.
No.
Any dining or drinking experience downtown, they add elevated to it. That just means it's going to be more expensive.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Elevated credit card bill.
Yep. This ain't for the poors.
Wow. It's time for WTF is Wrong with People Thursday.
There's a lot of twisted, sick people out there.
What makes people do these things?
All right. The most high profile is Luigi Mangione, the guy who, you know,
allegedly killed
shot
the United Healthcare CEO.
He had a court appearance, so his lawyer brought him street clothes instead of, you know, the jersey of his prison.
The UT jumpsuit that they all have to wear.
But in those clothes were socks in which a couple of heart-shaped notes were slipped to him. Notes of affection wishing him good luck, and we're all rooting for you.
Yes,
so
we are.
Somebody slipped it in there, or the lawyer slipped it in there, but he didn't wear the sock. So, but the court did find him.
Yeah,
before he, was able to.
He is getting lots of love letters and pictures from women who have that whole thing about he's an outlaw, he's a killer, but I can change him.
He's a bad boy.
He's not.
But with me, he's gonna be good.
He's gonna be different.
But I mean, they literally look like they were made by like an 8-year-old girl with a crush.
Oh my god! Because
they're made of like pink construction paper.
Oh, okay.
And they form of a heart, and they put like a red marker around the outside.
Like craft time.
It was craft time.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm in love with a killer, so I'm going to Michael's.
If you like me. Check yes.
Look into the camera and blink twice.
Yeah. Right. Gina, you got another example.
Yeah. So a while ago, Jim, you reported that Ghost Adventures star Aaron Goodwin, there was a plot to kill him by his wife. Like she hired a hitman to kill him.
So he does this ghost hunting reality show.
Yes. And turns out that she has actually been sending love letters and communicating with a Florida inmate, Grant Amato, who killed a family in Florida.
Okay.
So there's a whole lot.
Maybe she was thinking like, hey, when you get out, could you just, could you do one more? For me?
Well, I don't think she hired him to kill her husband. It was somebody else, but she fell in love with
this man. Do you know anybody? Anybody on the cell block want to make a few dollars?
Yeah.
So she allegedly hired a hitman, but while she wasn't doing that, she was spending her time talking to this
guy. Right. And she said that she chose to end his existence, not divorce.
Ah.
So.
Okay.
Less of a paper trail, I guess. Yeah.
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 A lot less court. Well,
unless
you get caught.
And then you have lots of court dates.
And this says the pair allegedly, so her and the Florida inmate, who they're in love, plan to set aside $11,000 to hire a third person to complete the job.
Okay.
Now it's all coming together.
Yes. Okay.
All right, now it makes perfect sense.
So many people who are in prison get so many love letters from people. Remember the whole making the murder thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He got like tons of, he got married to somebody while he was in prison.
Happens all the time. So if you're out there and you just can't find the love of your life, commit a crime and go to jail.
That's right.
And then the love offers will come pouring in.
First go to prison, then download the Bumble app. You're going to be all set. It's almost Friday, but not quite yet. We need a Woody and Jim mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
All right, we got to celebrate our own. Way to go, Ravenwood High students.
Woo!
Winning first place in the Tennessee Science Bowl.
Nice.
Against 60 other teams from all over the state. So congratulations to Gabriella, Alexander, William, Aiden, and Braden for winning the Science Bowl. They were tested in like a fast-paced quiz format.
Oh, and, nice.
Wow.
They showed their enormous brains, and they did great. They won $1,000 for their high school, which I'm assuming is going to go towards like beakers and building brains
right.
stuff like
Petri dishes and stuff like that. Yeah.
So way to go, Ravenwood High.
For, nice.
Showing up and taking the bowl, the championship.
There you go. Woody and Jim Mood Boost. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. In their honor, we play Thomas Dolby, Blinded Me with Science Bowl. No, you shut up. Totally hits 93.3 FM, the song that by Tennessee law you have to go woohoo as soon as it starts every time. Every time you have to do that. Yeah.
And it must be played at every county fair when you're on the rides.
Or during breaks during any kind of a sports match.
Yep. Exactly.
Hey, you enjoy working out.
Yes.
Something that, you know, me and Jim don't do often.
Not much.
Yeah.
But Gina, you're pretty regular and you get to know a lot of people at the gym. You have friends there.
Yeah, yeah. I've met some amazing people, and one of them actually just Snapchatted me. And she said, today a guy that I've seen and just said hi to for several years at the gym, and now at my new gym, asked me to spot him today. He had 8 plates, which by plates, she means 45-pound plates. So 8 of those on the bar. And she said, I appreciate the compliment, but sir, I'm doing the same muscle group with 25s on each side.
So if you ask somebody to spot you, it means you want somebody that could grab the weight if you can't handle it.
Yeah, so like if you're doing...
I just did the math. He's doing 360 pounds.
And she's doing 50.
So this is like a bench press or something, right?
He wants her to save him if he loses control of that weight and doesn't crush, so it doesn't crush him.
Yes.
Yet she's doing like 10% of what he does.
Right. And so, I mean, that's happened to me before where a guy was doing like shoulder press, which is where you... push the bar over your head.
And so
you're not using like 360 pounds. You're usually doing, like I've seen guys do like 100 dumbbells in each hand.
Right.
Still pretty impressive.
Still very impressive. And he's asked me to spot and I'm like, no. Like the whole point of us having a spotter is so that you don't get injured.
Right.
But
so
like,
they can take over if you can't handle the weight.
Yes. And like, but you would be injuring me. If I were your spotter at that
You'd
point.
You'd both be hurt.
Yes.
So we need a spotter for the spotter.
Yeah, we need like 3 people in a row spotting. It'd be a domino effect.
I'll be the third person, but I can't help you. I can just yell for help to somebody else.
I'll just watch you and have 9-1 already pressed on my phone.
It just kills me. I'm like, what do you think this is going to accomplish? Because it's not to save you.
Yeah.
I will not be helping.
Either he just doesn't do the math in his head.
Right.
Or he just likes her.
Exactly. Yeah, like you're either flirting and she's a lesbian. So that wouldn't.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So but he's going to be disappointed in many ways.
Either way. Yeah. But it's like you're either flirting with me or you think I'm better. Like I'm stronger than I actually am.
Mm.
Both like not the case. Like I'm not interested in you and I cannot handle that amount of weight. So this is a lose-lose here.
Yeah. This guy's screwed.
Yeah.
Jim, you saw a movie before anybody else.
Yeah, but everybody can see it right now because it dropped today on Amazon Prime, and it was filmed mostly in Springfield, Tennessee.
Cool.
Or Springfield or Clarksville? I forget.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It's got a lot of like locals in it as like extras and like small characters and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. It's called Holland, and it was made to look like Holland, Michigan.
Okay.
Where there's like a big Dutch community.
But they didn't want to drive that far, so they just went to Springfield, Tennessee.
You know,
okay,
Nicole Kidman is the star, so she doesn't want to go from like Franklin to Michigan.
Michigan. Who wants to go to Michigan?
I'll just go to a few miles. So it looks like kind of like a quirky housewife comedy, but it's truly a murder suspense thriller.
Oh.
So it starts quirky and then turns.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went to the bunch of people that were in it. We all watched it together, rented out a theater inside Soho House in South Nashville, which is really nice.
I've heard really good things about that.
It's like a little private theater. It costs a lot of money. So everybody chipped in. And so I watched it with them because they were in it.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. I really enjoyed the movie. It is like really suspenseful and like as the second half goes on. And there were people in the movie like sitting with us and like it's a really wild movie. And it was so much fun to see them having a good time. Spotting themselves up on the movie screen.
Pointing at the screen like that classic Leonardo DiCaprio, you know.
There's like a really tiny role in the movie with this woman who's the Bologna queen. You know, they have like a, you know, I don't know, some kind of festival where somebody's the Bologna queen.
Okay.
And
who wouldn't want to be the Bologna queen?
I know. Huh? As I was walking out, I met the woman who played the Bologna queen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I got a selfie with the Bologna queen.
Oh, nice. You're running with processed meat.
That's right. So you can check out my Instagram at Jim Chandler Now. I have pictures from like our little gathering and my picture with the Bologna queen.
Nice.
And everybody was so cool. It was so much fun, and it's an R-rated movie, so, you know, watch, you know, who you show it to.
With caution.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you're streaming today on Amazon Prime, huh?
Amazon Prime. It's called Holland.
All right.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Let's do that now. For the ladies in the audience, we have Katie in Nashville. Hello, Katie.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Great. Thank you.
For the guys, yes, we have Bubba. Bubba in Brentwood. Hello, Bubba.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
All right, so let's get to know you a little bit with a Get Acquainted question. Let's start with you, Bubba. Describe the last picture you took on your phone.
Oh, it's my son shooting basketball.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's very cool. Sweet. Did he make it?
He shot his shot.
Oh, he shot it. Okay, all right.
Okay, that's good enough.
It went near the basket.
Katie, describe the last picture you took here with your phone.
The last picture on my phone was a picture of my new Care Bear cup I got at the mall at the box lunch store because I love Care Bears.
Oh,
nice. Which Care Bear is it?
It's all of them. It has like a whole. It's like a collage
it's
of
a group.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
So it's all the emotions on one cup.
That's
very
neat.
Nice.
Okay, let's get things going. You each have a screw you can use during the game if you need it.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice is how we start, Katie. Is Magic Johnson a famous basketball, baseball, or soccer player?
Basketball.
That's right.
Correct.
Good start.
Okay, Bubba. Was singer Belinda Carlisle a member of the Bengals, the Go-Go's, or Bananarama?
The Go-Go's.
Go-Go's!
Yes.
Good job.
All right, it's all tied up.
All right, going back to you there, Katie. In Star Trek, Captain Kirk was the commander of what starship?
Screw.
Okay.
All right. Hoping Bubba doesn't know it.
Okay, Bubba. Captain Kirk was the commander of what starship?
He was the commander of the USS Enterprise.
The Enterprise!
Yes.
Oh, there you go. And now you have a 2-1 lead, and that means, Bubba, you can win it outright if you get this one right.
Okay, Bubba. Cable knit might describe what piece of clothing?
Cable knit sweater.
Yes!
Yeah.
You're right!
And are we all done?
Yeah!
Oh, Bubba, you did well. Katie, you used the screw to not your advantage.
Yeah. There's always a risk-reward with the screw, and you got the risk.
Yeah. At least you have the Care Bears to fall back on.
I know.
Yes.
Which Care Bear describes your feelings right now?
Is it Sadness Bear?
Grumpy Bear.
Grumpy Bear. Oh, no.
Well, oh, sorry, Katie.
Play games again soon to make up for it, okay?
Bubba, congratulations to you. We got Preds tickets for you. And, yeah, right. you can pick out your own victory bear.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Joyous bear or something.
Three things you want to know this morning. A woman in, yes, Florida, was facing charges after robbing a Dairy Queen at gunpoint. She went in, pulled a gun, and demanded all the money in the cash register. And the woman behind the counter said, "I can't do that." So she just grabbed the money that was in the tip jar. and ran out with $1.50.
Oh my gosh. So wow. Not worth it.
Right?
Also, they have a tip jar at Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
true,
nothing
yeah.
that doesn't demand a tip.
You always right. expect that little, you know, that little iPad they put in front of you. Hey, before you do anything else, could you, push this button
10%,
here?
10%, 20%.
Yeah, yeah. That's so awkward.
Yeah, I know.
Is.
So he became famous from The Bachelor, Sean Lowe. He was attacked by a dog that he owned the other day, and he needed serious stitches on both arms.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's a 7-year-old boxer that they don't know the history of, but a smoke alarm went off, and the dog just freaked out and started attacking him, and he was able to, like, fend the dog off and put him in the backyard and then called, like, authorities to help him out.
Right.
And then as he was waiting for them to show up, the dog escaped from the backyard and attacked him again.
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
And got him on his other arm.
Oh, man.
And so, you know, they were able to subdue the dog with a taser. And he's doing everything he can to not have the dog put down, but to try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I guess they just recently adopted the dog.
Yeah.
Rescued it.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but you never know what the backstory was.
Exactly.
Wow. That's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And he just said he was really glad that that the attack was on him and
right.
not his family.
Right.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
kidding.
Oh, yeah. Because they have small kids.
Yeah.
So that's,
exactly.
Terrifying. Well, the NCAA tournament starts again today with the final, the Sweet 16. Dear Lord. And tonight, the BYU Cougars take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. But it's important because Orida, the potato company.
Yes.
They're giving away free tater tots nationwide during the game, the whole game from tip-off to the final buzzer. And you can redeem the tots on Orida's social media pages. There's links and stuff. But it's because the forward of BYU, Richie Sanders, is the great-grandson of the inventor of the tater tot.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. And
looks good on a resume.
Right. And he has like an NIL deal with Orida and stuff.
Okay.
And so if BYU wins the tournament overall, Orida is going to release the limited edition Richie's Tater Shot.
A shot?
I think it's just like a different version
special
of
special tater
yeah,
tot.
But instead of a tater tot, it's a tater shot.
Oh, I see. Okay, like a basketball shot.
Yes,
I thought you meant like a liquor shot.
Like a shot glass in the form of a tater tot. Yeah.
Exactly.
So if you like tater tots or whatever, you know, go to Orida's social media pages today and
figure out when the game is going on.
It's at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, about 6:20, hit the website.
Yep.
Yeah.
6:20 to about 10 o'clock tonight, you'll be able to get some free food.
Later on tonight, you'll be able to say, Napoli, give me some of your tots.
Yeah.
So you're stopping for gas on the way to work early this morning? Well, a self-proclaimed expert on TikTok says you're doing it right.
Well, TikTok experts
yes.
are our nation's
are
knowledgeable treasure.
They are the brain trust of America.
So why is that a good thing?
I guess there's four different ways he mentions that you could be pumping your gas wrong. Says you should always get your gas early in the morning, like now, or late at night, because it's cooler then. They say during the daytime, gas will expand a little bit,
okay.
So you might get more in your tank and more for your money if you do it early in the morning.
When it's before, cool.
Yeah. They also say, he says, put the nozzle on the lowest setting to, you know, flow into your tank.
Oh,
okay.
God, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, my time's more valuable.
If you do it real fast, I guess they said it vaporizes a little bit more, so you get more gas in your tank.
Gosh, and, what are you talking, like a thimble's worth of gas difference?
It says don't wait until your tank is empty because all the sediments and everything like that, you know, fill it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also don't gas up when the tanker truck is there because apparently it stirs up all the sediment that's in the underground tanks.
Okay.
And that could go into your engine and cause problems.
Isn't there filters and stuff to take care of that?
I know, right?
God! I just can't live my life that freaking complicated.
Yes.
No, like, for sure.
You know?
Just if you're that worried about how you're pumping gas, you have bigger problems to worry about.
I just
want
to put gas in my car and and not think like 800 complexities.
Right.
Yeah, but then again, if you're a TikTok influencer, you have plenty of time to think of those things.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's all you do.
He probably has a smart car.
Yeah, right?
You know, he's probably one of those stuff like, you're doing it wrong, but
he has a leaf.
He has to gas up once every 2 months.
Yeah, he has a Tesla. He has a Cybertruck.
Oh, my God.
He does.
Yeah, all right. He must be punished. All right.
It's a pink Pepto-Bismol colored Cybertruck.
Forget that guy. Get your gas whenever you want. About an hour ago, we talked about a movie title that describes your last fart. And so now we move to the other end of the body and sneezes. Because really, if you think about it, you know, a fart is just a butt sneeze.
Okay.
Now, Gina, we've heard you sneeze, and you have cute little adorable kitten sneezes.
Thanks.
They're just adorable.
I don't even know what my sneezes are like. Yeah. What are my sneezes like?
I think they're like average, I think.
You'd put it like 5 out of 10 on the Richter scale?
I would say, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I only have about an 8 or a 9 because a sneeze takes over my whole body and I can clear a room really fast.
Yeah.
There's tips on how to make your sneezes less loud.
Oh, okay.
If you're a loud sneezer.
All right. Well, that's good if you're in a place like where you don't want to make noise.
Yeah, where you try to stifle it or something like that.
Or something like that.
They say exhale right before you sneeze. Which you don't really know if it's going to happen because usually a sneeze creeps up on you pretty fast.
It's a buildup.
Yeah, you don't really have time to plan.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Yeah.
They say relax your vocal cords.
Okay.
Because if it tightens up, that's what causes the big.
How do you relax your vocal cords? We're going to have to go get like some kind of vocal coach in here to help us mute our sneezes.
One tip is keep your mouth closed. No.
I thought you couldn't.
You can't sneeze with your mouth closed. I guess they say if you push your tongue up into the roof of your mouth, it'll kind of make the sneeze less violent.
That's also the cure for like brain freeze.
Yeah. Yeah, if you, you know, eat ice cream too fast.
Stick your tongue to the top of your mouth. It cures like everything.
It makes you cock fatty if you do that. Would you like some more ice cream? I think that's a sneeze in front of you.
We should just talk like that the rest of the show.
Yeah, for the rest of the show, it's going to be talk like this Thursday.
I can feel people hitting their phones and the buttons on their car saying, get that off of
my... Let's see what's on other stations. Okay, Woody and Jim Show Podcast Extra. Now, Gina, you're leaving town to go visit a friend in Phoenix.
Yes.
And you have to make sure that your husband eats while you're gone because he is a man and totally unable to take care of himself.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I think this is the first time being separated since we've been married.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Like time apart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are you doing to help make sure that he actually puts food in his body?
Yeah. So I went to the grocery store because, okay, this is the thing. He's 28 years old. Like, I know that he has the ability to feed himself. He got this far in life without me. Like, I understand. However, there have been instances since we've been dating, engaged, and now married that I feel like we've kind of, like, he can't do a lot.
So he's been taking backward steps?
A little bit, yeah. Where you think that this, like, it's almost like if I weren't there, like, what would you do? Like, how would you survive?
When you're there, do you have to like say, here comes the airplane?
Yeah, it's getting close. We're just a step away. So I went to the grocery store yesterday to make sure he has some meals and things, and I made him some chocolate chip cookies.
Oh,
and
that's very sweet.
I know.
Nice.
So I was at the store, and you know, I was like, what else do you need from the grocery store? And I'm grabbing like steaks and chicken and things he would like and all the things. And he was like, get me some canned chili and some Fritos and I'll make some Frito pies. I was like, why am I wasting my time?
So are you picturing him just sitting on the couch watching SportsCenter, eating right from the can of chili with a
pouring
spoon?
Literally. That literally is, yes, unshaven, unkept. Like,
right.
All the things, the house is in disarray.
Oh, wearing the same clothes when you left.
Yep, yeah. His only saving grace is that he works like Friday and Saturday. So like he has to put himself together a little bit.
Okay.
But I am a little worried, you guys. I really am.
You're going to just come home to your husband and your dog under a big pile of laundry.
I think so. I'm like, oh my goodness.
You need one of those pet cams.
Yeah, like the Furbo camera.
Yeah.
You can just monitor him.
Yeah.
We have an indoor Ring camera.
Okay.
Okay.
So I might a couple times there's like an alarm that you can set off that we've done to like our friends who have stayed over and watched our house and stuff.
That's awesome.
So I think I might sneak one of those in there.
We have one of those Furbo cameras where you can actually talk to them through it, and also push a button on the app and it'll shoot like treats out for them. So you can do that with your husband with peanut butter M&Ms or Skittles.
That's not a bad idea.
More Fritos.
Yeah.
Who's a good boy?
Put in the dishwasher. Here's a peanut M&M. That's a good idea.
You hit the alarm. Right. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Well, good luck. Back to the podcast. Today was full of farts, sneezes, and criminals. So if you'd like to hear all that, you can check out the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
Yes. And we also learned if you're looking for a spotter when you're lifting 300 pounds,
yes.
Don't ask the girl who lifts 30 pounds to save you.
Yes. Some good advice.
Gym advice.
Yeah. So what are we doing the rest of the day?
Today is supposed to be gorgeous.
It is.
I have no excuse. I think it's going to be the first lawn mow of the day.
Ah. Ooh,
okay.
And then my podcast partners for the Untitled Film Project podcast are coming over. We're recording a couple of episodes. We're going to have fun with Snow White.
Mm.
And since it was locally made, we're going to talk about Holland
that
debuts today
on Amazon
Prime.
Yeah, very cool.
It's exciting.
I have a poop safari in the backyard I have to do, so I'll be picking up some dog poop. So that'll be glamorous because we live glamorous lives.
And we're just like you.
I have to go to Walmart to buy dog food, so pray for me. I'm going to Walmart. And if there's time left over, I mean, I'll see if I can catch the Cubs game as the first baseball game of the series and the season. That way I could get a head start on being disappointed for the whole season.
Oh, come on. Cheer up.
Yay. Yeah. We'll get them next year. What you doing, Gina?
I am going to panic pack for my trip tonight.
Yeah.
I have a personal training appointment to get to. I have some meetings for my other job. I have too much packed in today to be traveling later tonight that I'm so stressed. So
she's freaking out a little bit.
I'm freaking out a little bit. And then I'll catch a flight tonight to Phoenix to see my friend. So
it's nice. A big birthday weekend, right?
Yes.
For your friend?
Yep. Pretty cool. Big 30. So we're just gonna destroy our livers this weekend.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. She'll be detoxing with us on Monday.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
It's the liver cleanse stuff we're always advertising. There we go. Well, I'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, totally hits, totally Nashville 93 FM.